Crimecast 21.
Hello?
Jan?
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
All right.
It's Shane calling.
Uh-huh.
Are you sleeping?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah, so how's business?
Oh, pretty good.
You sound depressed.
No, I'm not. I just was cleaning out my storage all day, and there's 9 million things in it.
Oh, storage from your move?
Yeah. Everybody's stuff's in there.
What's in there?
Everything almost I own, except for what I brought over here. But it's been in that flight for 10 hours.
How big of a storage do you have?
Well, the biggest one they have, I don't know the size of it, but it's moving it to a small one and throwing stuff away or selling it or giving it away.
Yeah, right. So did you
get out of control, and I had to pay $700 to get it back open.
What?
She didn't tell me she wasn't paying on it, and I thought she had.
Who?
My daughter and my other one.
Oh, so you almost lost.
The one you talked to.
So you almost lost it.
Yeah. I have all my baby books and stuff, and I didn't want to lose that stuff.
Oh, Christ. So, Miss Monroe, did you, I read some of the book.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's Jimmy's writing. I just had a correct spelling.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, for the most part, he's full of shit like most convicts.
Yeah, what did you read?
Well, I read the first couple chapters, and then I read the last couple chapters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think he's full of shit. You know, I think he had more to do with it than you think.
Yeah, I don't figure he'll tell me if he does eventually.
Of course not. He wants to get out.
No, it seems like they say to come back and bite you in the butt, right?
What?
Anything you could say against yourself before you get out of there.
Exactly. And you think, like, and we're talking about James Monroe, the freeway killer.
Yeah.
And you're married to him, and you just talked to him the other day. Did you talk to him today?
No, I don't know if he couldn't get on the phone, or I don't know if calling days, or...
So did you find any of his poetry?
Oh, a couple things are not... They're not really to me directly, they're just poetry.
You want to read any?
Yeah, I don't know. This one, I know there's another one somewhere, I can't find it. It's something about our Lord and Savior has blessed our lives. It said, our Lord and Savior has saved my life. Our Lord and Savior has blessed my life. As I walk with Him in His Word, He blesses me each and every day. As I pray to our Lord and Savior, He hears my prayers. He blesses me each and every day. As I wake up each day and every day, my Lord and Savior blesses me each and every day. As I say my prayers before I go to sleep, my deepest prayers are with my Lord and Savior, guiding me as I sleep with my prayers. May the Lord bless you each and every day as He blesses me as I pray. And I just zeroed that.
What was that?
I said there's only one, and it's just a short thing.
Oh, go ahead, read it.
Roses are red, violets are blue. As I look at this rose, it smells of you. You're like a rose that blooms and blooms. As you grow into a beautiful woman, your love blooms and blooms.
And who? What?
Your love. It's probably something I must have sent him, a rose with some smell on it, I guess. I don't remember.
Wow, sounds like it.
I don't remember.
What?
I sent too many letters and stuff, I don't remember. Forget.
Do any of these prisoners ever ask you to like rub yourself on the letters and send it to them?
There was one guy named Bill that asked me some weird things to do, but I didn't.
Who? Bill who?
Clark.
Bill Clark.
Yeah, he's in San Quentin. They're trying to prove his innocence right now. I don't know.
What's he in there for?
Supposedly being in a robbery, robbing something and shooting somebody, I guess.
Huh. Interesting. So those poems that you just read off were sent
by James.
James Monroe, one of the freeway killers.
Yeah.
That's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about James and your book? You want to tell us about that? Do you want to do anything like that?
Well, the book's probably self-explanatory. I just remember that you put in the chapters is all. You know, chapter 1 is just about him, mostly. I have to remember him. I have a pretty good memory, mostly. I remember in the chapter 2 is when he arrived in Long Beach, I believe.
So it's basically his life story.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sounds pretty boring.
Yeah, some things.
Was it boring for you to read?
No, it wasn't boring, but it could have... If he had went into more detail with William Bonin and the things that actually happened and what he knew, it would have made it better. If you know what I mean by that.
Like what the person looked like that he was tying up and stuff like that?
His thoughts on the feelings about it and what he felt and what he saw.
And what he saw, that would have been exciting to read about, no?
Because, you know, if you spice it up a little bit, that's what people like.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm reading a murder novel, I want to hear the details. You know, like if I was reading The Night Stalker, that one had details.
What kind of details?
What he did to the people.
Like, tell me.
Like a Night Stalker?
Yeah, what stands out as details to you? Because I read that book, I'm just...
Just what he did to the people, like, he says that he raped them, and how he killed them. You know, like if he sliced their throat or whatever he did, or stabbed them, that's details.
Okay, so like in the book they'd say, he said, well, I raped her ass, then I cut her throat?
Yeah. And that's what I call is going into detail, where people, they're just not like me. Everybody likes to read that stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah. Mostly. For sure.
They want to know what actually happened in detail. They don't want to know, well, I stood there and watched them tie someone up. That don't tell you much.
Right, exactly. You want to know if the guy was excited. You want to know what was happening, if he was screaming.
Yeah, if he was sick, or if he puked, or if he was sexually aroused. You know what I mean. People want to know that. But he wrote it, I can't make him describe. I was going to write to him once and ask him what he felt about that whole thing, but I haven't yet.
Hmm.
I mean, what actually, that was that Stephen Wells guy.
Right, right. And you want to know if Stephen Wells, maybe he was excited by the whole thing.
Yeah. Apparently he was at first.
Oh, why do you say apparently?
Because he said that, okay, I don't mind getting caught up. He's kind of on the gay side. He didn't care. He thought there'd be excitement until Bonin tried to choke him, tried to start his choking, and probably didn't have no excitement. But I'm not making fun of the dead.
You're just saying how it is.
That's how I don't know that if a stranger come in my house, I would be curious of who they were and why they're here.
Yeah, right.
That's how I am. And I think that if somebody come in my house now, I would know who else was coming in and going in and who they were. I just don't allow anyone in my house.
Yeah, it's sort of like your daughter said yesterday, you know, hey, they're prostitutes. They shouldn't have been doing what they were doing.
It's a dangerous profession. You could get AIDS or killed or raped. Well, not really raped.
But they're sort of asking for it.
Yeah. Although they don't deserve to be killed, they should get out of that profession. When they knew that Arthur was killing all these people, yet they still on the street going, getting in with people. They didn't know who it was.
Right.
Not too smart.
Exactly.
They cleared the streets immediately.
Exactly.
They thought they could all overtake them on that one.
What was that?
Strong. I said they probably thought they could get them, that they wouldn't. They couldn't hold them down or whatever. Some women think they're stronger than men.
And that's just not right.
No. That'd be the last profession I'd ever be in.
If I were a girl, I might want to be a high-end prostitute.
Yeah, I'm sure the money was good.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's worth your life.
Well, high-end prostitutes really don't get killed.
I don't know much of what them are, but...
You know, the ones that get like $300 for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, where you got to pay $300 plus another $100 just for a blowjob. Okay?
Yeah.
The street hookers, you know, $20, they give you a blowjob.
Yeah, a lot of them, I think, they buy drugs. But
right. What I'm saying is these hook... What was that?
That's a never-ending cycle, I guess.
Exactly. What I'm saying is these hookers should think higher of themselves.
Yeah.
Should think better of themselves. That's it, higher. They ain't talking drugs right away. I'm thinking higher.
Yeah.
So, anything else to add to our three phone calls? Anything that you left out? Anything that you want to be said?
I'm not sure. You can ask me questions. I'm not sure what to...
I've asked you everything I'm going to ask, probably. I'm just making sure that you got everything you want to say out.
Yeah. I have questions about the details of all that whole thing, but I don't ask them any questions.
Because you're a good wife.
I don't ask anyone questions. I feel like either you'll run them off or they'll like it. I'm one of the two.
What do you mean?
I mean, some people like to talk about things, you know, like they did, and either they want to talk about it or they'll want to talk to you again because they're offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't want to lose a friend.
Well, not that it wouldn't hurt my feelings to lose any of them, but it's not that. It's just that I've valued myself as a good person, humanitarian, I think.
Humanitarian?
Humanitarian, yeah. I think I'm... So, I treat everybody with respect, even the mean ones.
Right on.
And some of the people I know personally, I would trust people, them killers, more than them.
Well, you know, I hope someday to hang out and party with you and your girls.
All right. Yeah, there's good kids. All of them are.
Maybe we can get together, tie each other up, drink, you know, recreate some of the crimes.
Yeah.
You know, in a fun way.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. I've only been there once.
You know, I'm talking about tie each other up and recreate the rape crimes in a fun way. You know, not like kill anyone.
No.
Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
That would be fun, no?
Yeah.
You know, we'll get a little... Do you drink?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we'll get hammered, you know, we'll drink a little.
You'll have to make some margaritas. I like those.
That's right. Me, you, and your couple of daughters would drink up. We start getting the ropes out and let happen what happens.
Yeah.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's fun.
What?
If it's been fun, yeah, no one would ever get hurt anyway.
No, we'll just have rubber knives, play knives.
Yeah, they'd probably like that.
Yeah, rubber knives, plastic guns, you know, nothing real, except for the ropes.
That'd always be fun to create a crime scene. I'd like to go through a real one.
Oh, yeah.
Someday. I don't know if I could handle seeing things, but I don't know yet.
Oh, I'm willing to bet you could.
Some people think they can't, and then they get there and probably can.
I'm going to bet you could.
I took I'm not finished with a private investigator, but I'm not done with that class yet.
If you're willing to party with me in your basement with ropes and whiskey, I think you could handle a crime scene.
Yeah. I've looked at some, and they're kind of nauseating.
Lived with what?
I said looked at some crime scene.
Oh, yeah. Nauseating,
I
yet...
I threatened my kids with not to be out all night, goofing around somewhere where I don't know where we're at. I tell them, look at them pictures.
Nauseating, yet exciting.
Yeah, there's death in life, so can't. I'm pretty strong, but I just don't know about that stuff. I can find my own son dead. I could probably deal with that.
I hear you.
I don't know.
You did find your own son dead?
Yeah, Well, I don't tell people I'm psychic because they don't know me to believe me, but I seen it before it happened. But
how did he die?
A crib death.
Oh, right.
And when he stopped breathing.
And so you psychically saw this before it happened?
I was walking down the hall to see him, and I seen it. I can't explain where they come. They just come in my mind, and I see a distinct vision of something.
What was the vision?
I seen a blue casket being lifted down into the grave. A little baby casket. And
is that what eventually happened at his burial?
It did happen, yeah.
Did you pick the color of the coffin?
No, my ex-husband did.
So, you know, I got to ask you, but did you kill the baby?
Me, no.
You know, like they say, you know, some mothers are whatever, what do they call that? Munchausen syndrome?
Yeah, I did do that. They just said no matter if I would have been in the room or not, it would have happened. I could have done about it.
Interesting.
People thought I did, but I didn't.
Well, if you're psychic, what am I doing right now?
Well, I can do it to the point what I see comes to me, like visions of people getting killed and stuff.
How am I going to die?
No, I mean, I've seen the people, before my ex-husband went to Vegas, I've seen his friend and him getting a bad accident, and he was dead. 2 hours later, I told him not to go, and he finally believed me and he wasn't going to go. 2 hours later, his brother called and said he was killed in an accident. I already seen that. I seen my friend die of cancer, and I didn't know she had it.
Hey, you do me a favor. You keep my number. If you ever see me dying, give me a call.
Okay.
Because I'll listen. If you call me and say, don't go to Vegas, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, it's just things that come. I've seen a lot of things that start happening when I was 18. I don't know why. About a couple of months, my daughter was going to go to Vegas with this girl, and I don't like her personally. She's a bad person to me. And I just kept having a bad feeling. And then she said, well, we're going on the 23rd of December again. And I said, nothing happened, and I just laying here like 4 in the morning, and I seen a vision of the girl getting in her car. She's going to open the car in April and around, and there's a guy standing with a gun by the Stardust in Vegas. April didn't tell me where they were going. I said, she said, you're kidding. I said, no. She said, that's where we were going. So I don't know if it would have happened or not, but I see a lot of things. I seen my kids getting an accident going to Vegas, and they did.
So you literally do see dead people, just like the movie.
Yeah, I see things that are going to happen mostly, and before, you know, just before they're going to happen, or is mostly when I see them.
So. Well, Jan, like I said, keep my number. If you ever see me dying, give me a call.
I will.
And will you keep in touch with me?
I will.
All right, and I'll keep in touch with you through emails and stuff.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later, Dal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
You've been listening to the Daily Crime Cast. Make sure to check out clubhate.com for links to the crime collectibles that I'm selling, and more information on serial killers and crime.